Alleluia, Christus resurrexit, that is, Christ is risen. This and more, here on Christus Vincit, episode 25, coming to you right now.
Christus Vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
From the living room, somewhere in Rhode Island, is the Christus Vincit Easter Special. Today's features, the music of the Sacred Triduum, and more music of the Sacred Triduum, with musical guests, the Holy Ghost Choir. And now, the world's first bearded Easter Bunny, Brian Michael Page.
Welcome and happy blessed Easter to all of you. Today is, of course, April 16th, 2006, the day of Easter, the day the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is our Easter special, a somewhat light version of our show. We'll be primarily featuring music from these past 4 days. Now, the piece you just heard a minute ago was called Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise. Now, can you believe this was the congregation singing this at 7:30 in the morning? Great job by the PIPs, that is, the people in the pews. So,
la-di-dee-dee, la-di-dee-doo, what did we sing today?
Well, more like, what did we sing Thursday, Friday, yesterday, and today? Well, let's start with Thursday, which of course was Holy Thursday, the day we celebrated the Lord's Supper. A well-chanted Mass by Father J. Finelli, and of course, well-sung by the choir. I was able to get a couple of pieces of music to come out. Some of them kind of got truncated by the recorder. I went back to using my wife's old camera, which does record WAV files, but now even that's beginning to get a little bit of a mind of its own. Anyways, the introit hymn for Thursday was Lift High the Cross, a true classic. And when you think about it, the Sacred Triduum really revolves around the cross, with the Last Supper being, of course, the beginning of that journey to the Holy Cross. Father Finelli chanted Penitential Rite C using the simple chant, Lord Have Mercy, which of course everybody echoes, Lord Have Mercy, Christ Have Mercy, Lord Have Mercy. And of course, for the first time in a few weeks, we get to sing the Gloria, and the Gloria we used was the Gloria of the Bells by none other than C. Alexander Pelequin. We sang that for the first time since the end of February. Now, because of copyright restrictions, unfortunately, I cannot play that here. But for those who have never heard of the Gloria of the Bells, I did leave a link to it in today's show notes as performed by the Gregorian Concert Choir and Orchestra, directed by Father Anthony Mancini. Phil Ferrone is the organist. This was recorded, by the way, at Father Mancini's church, which is the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence, Rhode Island. And it's published by GIA Publications. The only thing is, you will need Real Player to play it. I believe it's an RAM file. Next order of business is our responsorial psalm, which you will hear right now. Here is the choir of Holy Ghost Church.
Our blessings are
Now, what you just heard was Psalm 116 as appointed for Holy Thursday, along with the antiphon, "Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ." And this was a musical setting, by the way, written by yours truly back around 1992. Now, here is the gospel acclamation, which we used for Holy Thursday and for Good Friday, and pretty much all the entire Lenten season. That clip, by the way, was recorded from an earlier liturgy. Now, one thing unique to the Holy Thursday Mass is the washing of the feet. This is, of course, when the priest, in the name of Jesus Christ, washes the feet of 12 men, as Jesus did to the 12 disciples. Now, in English, the rite gives you 6 different antiphons to choose from. Now, in this case, we used the 6th antiphon, which goes, "Faith, hope, and love. Let these endure among you. And the greatest of these is love." The musical setting of this antiphon, coupled with verses from Psalm 136, was written by C. Alexander Pelequin as part of his Lyric Liturgy, which he wrote in 1974. The offertory that we used is actually the one that was assigned for us for the day in the Gregorian Missal. Here again is the Holy Ghost Choir.
Oh,
again, singing the Mode 6 chant setting of Ubi Caritas. This is an antiphon, Ubi Caritas est vera, Deus ibi est, which translated, where there is true charity, there is God. Now, remember this, Sanctus? Sanctus we use Thursday as the setting for Mass 18, which is also part of the Jubilate Deo collection. And that same collection includes the memorial acclamation, which we used, which goes thus. Recorded from an earlier Mass, because at Thursday's Mass, it was actually sung by the choir and sung a cappella. By the way, yes, that's a cappella with two P's. Otherwise, if we sing it a cappella with one P, we might just sound like goats. The Amen was a single Amen. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer was chanted in English using the chant from the Sacramentary. Also, this Agnus Dei was sung, also from Mass 18. Tried to get our communion piece recorded, but the recorder booted prematurely. It was the Ave Verum Corpus by Mozart. You can still listen to it on Father Finelli's iPadre podcast, www.ipadre.net, and it's podcast episode number 16, and that was the one where Bishop Tobin came to bless our new altar of the Blessed Sacrament, which houses our tabernacle. By the way, Father Finelli has a lovely picture of the tabernacle and the altar that surrounds it in his show notes. Finally, for the Mass for Holy Thursday, we end with the solemn transfer of the Holy Eucharist. Traditionally, this was known as the solemn translation of the Holy Eucharist. And this is where the Blessed Sacrament is moved in solemn procession to a repository. The assigned chant, Pange Lingua Gloriosi, is sung. Now note, there are six verses to the hymn. However, the first four verses are repeated as necessary until the Blessed Sacrament reaches the repository. It is only when the Blessed Sacrament reaches its destination that the last two verses are sung. Guess what that is? Tantum ego ho sacramentum. This is one of those cases where a smaller hymn, in this case, Tantum Ego, is part of a larger hymn, Pange Lingua. We'll be doing a show later on about hymns, smaller hymns, that are actually part of larger hymns. Finally, people leave in silence, or they stay around for adoration. Our adoration was held until midnight. Now we take you to Good Friday, the commemoration of the Lord's Passion and Death. As the priests and ministers enter the church, we begin in complete silence. After a couple of short prayers and a rather lengthy first reading, here is our responsorial psalm. Psalm 31, along with the antiphon Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And this is another setting, by the way, that was written by yours truly. This one in 1995. The gospel acclamation you heard is the same as for Holy Thursday, which you had heard earlier. Now, following the Passion Gospel and the homily is the extended and far more formal version of the Prayer of the Faithful, chanted in full. We then have the veneration of the cross, and at that time, four pieces of music came into play. One is the Improperia, as presented in the hymnal Worship 2 of 1975. Most of that Improperia, or reproaches, as set in that particular hymnal, is to a psalm tone called Tonus Peregrinus. Then there is the hymn Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory, and just like Palm Sunday, this is the crucifixion text as written by Venantius Fortunatus and translated by John Mason Neal. The tune is the Mode 3 Pange Lingua tune, the same tune we had sung the night before. Three, O Sacred Head Surrounded. Of course, that's the classic Passion Chorale. And then finally, Theodore Dubois' Adoramus Te Christe from his musical setting of the Seven Last Words of Christ. Finally, for communion, the African American spiritual Were You There, followed by A Great Harvest by Alexander Pelequin. The Good Friday Liturgy ends in a silent exit. Hey, now we have last night's Easter Vigil. We start off, of course, with the service of light, the blessing of the new candle, the new fire. And Father Finelli did the chanting of the Exultet, the Easter proclamation. And then from the Old Testament, we selected four of the seven Old Testament readings. Three is the minimum amount required, with reading number three required no matter how many you select. So we did readings number 1, 2, 3, and 5. Now those readings are, the first one is the creation, 2 is the sacrifice, Abraham sacrificing Isaac, number 3 is God's victory over Pharaoh, and finally number 5, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. Now, their respective psalms were chanted to Psalm Tone 8G, which is ideal, especially when you're in the dark. Number 1 is the psalm for the first reading, Psalm 104, with Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Psalm for the second reading was Psalm 16, with the antiphon, you are my inheritance, O Lord. The third psalm, actually a canticle, because it's not from the book of Psalms. It comes from Exodus 15, with the antiphon, let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory. And then finally another canticle, this one from Isaiah 12. The antiphon is, you will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Now after the prayer following the fifth reading, the lights finally go on, and we sing the Gloria of the Bells. And just a reminder that there is a link to that in the show notes. I had the Alleluia recorded, but somehow it got deleted. But anyways, the Alleluia is the Alleluia from the hymn O Filii et Filiae, or Ye Sons and Daughters. Now, the Easter Vigil is the only Mass year-round that has three verses to the Alleluia. Now, these verses come from Psalm 118. The music for the verses was an adaptation that I had made from the music to the verses of the O Filii et Filiae. Now, following the renewal of baptismal promises, we did a simple chant, Vidi Aquam, during the sprinkling of holy water. The hymn during the offertory was the festival canticle of Richard Hillert. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The music during the liturgy of the Eucharist was from Alexander Pelequin's Mass of the Bells, as was the Agnus Dei. The Lord's Prayer was the sacramentary chant in English. And now here's the Holy Ghost Choir once again.
Hallelujah.
Now, you just heard the communion hymn, all 9 verses of it, mind you, Ye Sons and Daughters, which is a translation by John Mason Neal from the 15th century Latin O Filii et Filiae by Jean Tisserand. The tune is a mode 2 chant found in a Parisian collection of hymns dating back to 1623. The closing hymn was Jesus Christ is Risen Today, which you will hear later on. Now, finally, the Masses of Easter Day, all 3 of them, and we'll cover this all at once. Our opening hymn was Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise, which you heard at the beginning of our show. Now, I still can't get over how well the singing was at the 7:30 Mass at which I recorded this hymn. By the way, this is a hymn authored by the well-known hymn writer Edward Caswall. The hymn tune came from an anonymous source and appeared for the first time in the early 20th century edition, I believe it was around 1916 or something like that, of the St. Basil hymnal. Then, of course, we had the Glory of the Bells, just like last night. The responsorial psalm was Psalm 118. Matter of fact, it's the same 3 verses we used as with the Alleluia last night. Today's verse is also those same one, Psalm 118 verses, with the antiphon, This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And just like last night, the psalm music and even the antiphon music was adapted from the hymn O Filii et Filiae. The Alleluia was the same Alleluia using the verse of the day. However, in between the psalm and the Alleluia was this piece.
Christian to the Paschal Victim, offer your thankful praises. A Lamb of sheep redeemed, Christ who only is sinless, reconciled sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life who died reigns immortal. Big Mary declaring what you saw wayfaring. The tomb of Christ who is living, the glory of Jesus' resurrection. Bright angels attesting the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope is arisen. To Galilee he goes before you. Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy before King, ever reigning.
Yes, that was me chanting the mandatory sequence, Christians to the Paschal Victim. And that, by the way, is the official English translation from the Latin Victime Paschali Laudes. Like the Holy Anthem, this was recorded at the 7:30 Mass. I used this English translation at the 7:30 and 9 o'clock Mass, and used the Latin at the 10:30 Mass. Now, by then, my recorder kept shutting off. I wanted to get the Latin in here as well. Sorry about that. But I did get this Alleluia.
Alleluia.
that was the festive adaptation of the O Filii et Filiae. Now, the remainder of the music for the Masses of Easter Day, from the renewal of baptismal promises all the way to the end, were exactly the same as last night's vigil. Now, there's a couple of things I'm a big fan of that I haven't mentioned in a long time. A couple of things I'm a big fan of during certain Holy Week Masses. One is on Holy Thursday, during the elevations of the host and the chalice. Instead of using the Sanctus bells, there's this nice wooden thing called the clacker. Now, the clacker, when played right, it sounds like a nail being hammered into the cross. Now, that is strong. And the other thing I've always wanted to hear, I haven't heard in a long time, this is on Good Friday now, during the extended prayer of the faithful, that really formal prayer of the faithful, is having a deacon or cantor who, instead of just saying, "Let us kneel, let us stand," boldly chants out, "Flectamus genua," and "Levate." Now, I may be crazy enough next year, because our deacon doesn't really sing. He's an excellent guy, but he doesn't really sing. But I may be crazy enough next year to talk the pastor into letting me chant, "Flectamus genua, levate." Think he'll go for it?
If he don't, I will. Happy Easter, Patso.
Hey, happy Easter to you too, short stuff. So, how was your weekend?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm sick to my stomach.
Why?
Well, I spent the whole weekend listening to Marty Hagen music. You know when I was out last week training monkeys on how to hold cue cards?
Yeah.
Well, somebody told me that the Easter Bunny was the inspiration for most of his liturgical music. Is that true?
Well, I don't know, but I do remember reading that claiming that Marty Hagen and David Haas write real liturgical music is like claiming that the Easter Bunny is the risen Lord. By the way, don't forget to head on over to Podcast Alley and vote for us there. We're up to 8 votes as we speak, just one short of last month's count. One special word of thanks to a couple of people from Holy Ghost who really saved my hide this weekend. First is Elaine, who was one of my altos for transporting me to church last Friday for our Passion Liturgy, as my own vehicle right now is tying up a lift at the local Pep Boys awaiting a voltage regulator that had to be ordered and won't be in until tomorrow, supposedly. And then also a special thanks to Bill and Jude. Jude is one of our sopranos. Bill is her husband. And what happened was, right before the Good Friday liturgy started, Bill had approached me and he said, "Hey, Brian, where's your van?" And I told him what happened. And he had informed me that he had an extra vehicle kicking around that he was willing to let me borrow. And I hated to impose on him, but knowing the situation that I was in and the very importance of this particular weekend, I definitely took him up on the altar. So thanks much to all of you for your help this weekend. This is living testimony of the generosity of the people of Holy Ghost Parish, and also living testimony to that passage that begins Psalm 118 and also begins Psalm 136. Confitemini Domino quoniam bonus. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Want to listen to another cool Easter special? Go to the closed cafeteria. Gerald Augustinus has a really cool two-part special. The link is in today's show notes.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
Christus Vincit is a member of Ratzinger's Rottweilers, the B-Team, the Christus Vincit Network, and
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Forth. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
I want to thank you all for joining me today. Next week we'll be back to our regular show format. I wish everybody a happy and blessed Easter. Stay tuned for Jesus Christ is Risen Today. I'm Roy Michael Page. Peace.
Christus imperat.
You're welcome.